أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. In the previous ayat, in this new subject, that interest is totally haram, and that for two things Allah Ta'ala himself declares war against those people. One is those who involve themselves in any interest type of transaction, and the other are who hurt the feelings of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the awliya, anyone who causes them any injury, harm, and those who get involved in interest. These are two sins such that Allah Ta'ala declares war against those people. And then Allah explained that for interest, Allah warned the believers that fear that fire which has been prepared for the kafirs, that by taking interest you land yourself in that fire, in that Jahannam which has been prepared for the kafirs. And Allah says, follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul, that is, don't take interest, do what Allah has said. And rush towards, on the other hand, sari'u, run towards the forgiveness of Allah and towards that Jannah. The worth of it is the skies and the earth. The worth of it, the length of it is unimaginable. And that Allah said is uiddat lil muttaqeen. It is prepared for those who fear Allah Ta'ala. Save yourself from that fire which is prepared lil kafirin, and go toward that Jannat which is uiddat lil muttaqeen, which is prepared for the righteous and the pious. Here Allah gives a definition of who these muttaqeen are. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء, جو خرج کیے جاتے ہیں خوشی میں اور تکلیف میں. They are those who go on spending in the path of Allah in good conditions and in adverse conditions also. That is a quality of them. Like the Ansar of Medina Sharif, when Nabi alayhi salatu was salam got a certain amount of money, and then he said, Ansar, I can give you this money, but it won't cover all your expenses. On the other hand, I can give it to the Muhajireen, and then you won't have to spend any more on them. When he paid them as brothers and shared the things half they shared. If they said they'd give it all to the Muhajireen, and still we will spend on them. So that is that quality. They were the people, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That they used to spend and give preference to others, though they themselves would go through difficulties and hardship. So this is the quality of that muttaqeen, the high, great quality, that they spend in the path of Allah when they have enough, when they are happy, and with who they are happy, they spend on them, and who they are unhappy with, but they also deserve, they spend on them also. In adverse conditions also they spend. That is one great quality. والكاظمين الغيظ, or دبا لیتے ہیں غصہ, and they control their anger. There are two things in a human, which is, one is غضبیہ, his anger, which is an animal instinct, which is in man also. Man becomes very quickly angry. Anything just goes against his tabiat, his nature, he becomes angry. A great quality, and this is what is called Islah, and this is what is becoming a mu'min, that we do become angry, it's natural, but to control it. That when a person becomes angry, doesn't mean he just gives vent to his anger, and he starts shouting, screaming, using bad language, using vulgar language, using his hands, starts kicking, jumping, performing, etc., that is not at all a believer whose islah has been made. He's still very far from that. So that quwwat-e ghadabiyya, which is within a person must control that. And the other is quwwat-e shahwiyya, the lust which is in a person. That also Allah has kept in every person. Now it doesn't mean we have lust, so we just go and use it anywhere and everywhere. On any and every person, Allah for the end also, Allah has given us the places to use it. Unfortunately, when we don't use it where we have to use it, then we use it where we are not supposed to use it. The places where we are supposed to use it is when the laws of Allah are broken. Going in jihad and fighting against the non-Muslims, that we don't do. In fact, we want to make peace with the people who break the laws of Allah. There we must use that anger of ours, but there we don't use it. Then we use it where we are not supposed to use it. And this is the natural law of Allah Ta'ala, what there is no vacuum. If you don't use it in the right place, you will use it in the wrong place. So we use our anger also in the wrong place. And worst of all, we display our anger on those who are weak, our wives. Allah has made them biologically also weak, though the wife has been given a tongue which she uses. But her hands and that she is weak. But her tongue is so strong. And we are supposed to have that control over us that we don't fall into what is called meh-meh tu-tu, tit for tat. She is going to tell us all types of things. That doesn't mean we also reply like that. Our requirement is control ourselves. That khadabiyya, that what we have got, that anger, control ourselves. And shahwiyya also. Wal-kadimeen al-ghayb. Wal-aafina anil-nas. And in fact, when people do wrong to you, you forgive them. And not only forgive, you do good to them. So we use our quwwat-e aqaliyya, our brains Allah has given us. We use that, and we use mind over matter. Not just that we have that anger and we want to vent it, no, we control it with our mind. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashrafi Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's Madfuzat, which are worth writing in gold, he says that we must use matters that come to us. Don't go on our nafs, our desires, our instincts. Control it with our brains. Use our brains. And don't go also fully on your brains. Your brains can't control everything. Let Sharia be, Quran and Hadith be over your brains. And let your brains be over your desires. That person has been, his Islah has been made. That we all have human beings, we all have got this animal instinct. But we are supposed to control them. We got their brains. Animals also got brains, but which are regarded as no brains. We say animals got no brain, because it's very little. But we know they got brains also, and they use them. But we don't use our brains. We are like animals. And then our brains are not everything. Allah's laws and Sharia are above our brains also. So we must use that quwwat-e aqaliyya over our ghadab, our anger, and over our tabiyat, what we desire, and our shahwat that we have got. And then more than that, our brains that we use, the ruhaniyat that Allah has given us. And a person who has got that ruhaniyat has got like that shock absorbers. The world can tell him all the evil and it doesn't affect him. The world can praise him and he doesn't go to his head in the least, but he just part and parcel one small thing in his life and he doesn't pay any attention. And that we see in our great Buzurg, Haji Ibdadullah Muhajim Makki, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullah Ali. People should criticize them so terribly, but they never paid any attention. People should praise them so much, but they paid no attention to that also. So those are the things that we have to get within us. And then further, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ اور اللہ چاہتا ہے نیکی کرنے والوں کو. And Allah loves those who are محسنین. that they control the anger also, they control the shahwat and the lust also, they use the mind over the matter, and the ruhaniyat overpowers everything, and in spite of all this, those who do wrong to them, they still do good to those people. Their du'as are for those people, and they do good for them. Mista was in the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, poor person, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should spend money upon him also. But when all false accusations were made to Hazrat Abu Bakr's daughter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Mista also got involved, and he also said wrong things. Hazrat Abu Bakr at that time decided not to help him anymore. Allah Ta'ala warned him and said, no, you carry on. And then, though he was hurt so much, and with regard to his daughter, his beloved daughter, wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what wrong and terrible things he said, but still he helped him. And indeed, in fact, he doubled that amount that he was giving him. How much he was giving him regularly, he doubled that amount. So that are the qualities. So this one ayat has got volumes and encyclopedias in it with regard to our Islam. And if we think we are pious, just check this ayat and see what is our piety. If we think we got good character, just check this ayat and see what is our good character. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the best amongst you is the best to his wives. And with this, let us see how much are we good to our wives. Outside we might show a lot of piety, restraint, smiling all the time, but what is our attitude at home with our wives? And she is the weaker sex. Allah made the woman more weaker, and how we treat the woman, how we treat our wives, that we can check ourselves, what is the level of our iman and what islah of ours is made. Fortunate are those who treat their wives well and kindly. They are the ones, though their piety otherwise might not be so much, but the position by Allah is much more higher. May Allah give us the reality of deen, to work towards it and bring this within us. Wa akhiru da'wana.